And did you call him digitally when you were a kid? That's what his mama named him, huh? Oh, just DJ Nito. Can't mess with Limp Bizkit because we get it on every day and every night. So, back it up, you know what I'm saying?
What, you don't like Limp Bizkit?
What? No, I think Limp Bizkit is great, man.
What do you like about us?
I like that you're so fucking out there with your message. Shut the fuck up, man. Watch out, Mom. Big bad rock star.
Are you serious?
Ooh, I can slash your ass with a No, I'm just saying, the message of being able to slash someone's ass, that's a good message to put out there. And with a chainsaw, when you get it down raw or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right?
So obviously, you're not down with the biscuit.
No, I'm limping with the biscuit. I'm totally limping with the biscuit, man. I am limping with a biscuit. Totally.
And would you pay? Are you going to pay money to listen to this record?
This record? Which one? This one? You mean chocolate starfish in the hot dog flavored water? So yeah, cut the beat and let's start the shit up, okay? Come on, shut the fuck up and start the shit up. It's all crazy, fresh, punk pop metal to you. But it's right up there in the annals. You know, up there with Rod Stewart and, Rod Stewart is the biscuit, man. I mean, I'm talking, when you're limping with a biscuit, you're talking about the major groups in rock and roll. Who else could take rap, hip-hop, thrash, punk metal, take it, throw it in a can, spin it around, and come out with something that wasn't fertilizer? And it was the biscuit, the Limp Bizkit, man. And when they came on the scene, I don't care what you say, counterfeit blew the fucking people downtown.